You are listening to benstorah.com.
The Rambam Kosa, Perek Zayin Hilchos Sefer Torah. Mitzvah says, "Kol ish v'ish miYisrael lichtov Sefer Torah la'atzmo." There's a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah for himself. The mitzvah, Gemara learns that from a pasuk, "Ata kisvu l'chem es hashira," right? So shira means the Sefer Torah. How? That's a different thing. B'chalikus v'shenim, how we know shira means the Sefer Torah, b'pashus means shira sazinu. But l'maisa is, that's the drasha that Yimuchiv to write a Sefer Torah. Zok to Rambam, v'avapishu nichula avoyse of this, based on the Gemara. Even though his forefathers left him a Sefer Torah, he yarshined the Sefer Torah. Mitzvah l'koysa mishula, a person should write on his own. Vim eni, what if he doesn't know how to write? We don't have that capability. That I'm talking about physical, we're not good writers. Im eni de lichtav acherim koysim loy, others write for him. V'kol ha-magiyo, whoever fixes a Sefer Torah, filo oisachas, harei hu ki'ilu kos v'kula. In other words, if you buy a Sefer Torah, sometimes they have Sefer Torahs that are apostle, and you fix it, you get the mitzvah also. That's right. L'shem is a mashma, that women are part of this mitzvah. What does the Olam say first? What would you say? A woman chayv in this mitzvah, not?
The
what?
Yeah,
but Tam HaMitzvah is very, so what?
Like a bar kshira, then a bar chiyuva.
So now Shlomo is saying, let's start with Shlomo saying. Shlomo is saying it's not a mitzvah, it's just mine grammar. That's the first thing. Why should we chav? So let's just think, even if you say the purpose of it is to learn, so women don't have to learn?
They don't have to
what?
You don't have to learn or to teach.
The women make Birkas HaTorah?
They have to learn what they have to know.
Yes.
Yes, for sure. How do you know?
It's
Shulchan Aruch. So let's, if you don't mind, Shlomo, right behind you is a Mishnah Berurah. See it?
Yeah,
it's Mishnah Berurah, right? Aleph.
Yeah, but who said Birkas? There's no Chayav elsewhere on the Mitzvah.
Well, but first let's see. Thanks. So let's first see what Shmuel says, the women are chayav to make Birkas HaTorah. Noshim, and Shulchan Aruch says, Noshim mevarchos Birkas HaTorah. Shmuel says in Shulchan Aruch, the woman, there's just one word missing, chayavos, it says mevarchos. So what does it mean mevarchos Birkas HaTorah? So the Magen Avraham on this halacha, which we'll see if the Mishnah Berurah brings it, I'm not sure. Yeah, it brings the Magen Avraham, Beis Yosef, others. Hatam, the chayavos, lilmoid adinim shalhem. They have to learn the adinim. The woman has to learn hilchas chala, hilchas tayasa mishbrach, hilchas Shabbos, and so forth. I once was by Reb Zelig al Vashalom, and Reb Zelig al Vashalom said, chay, a woman should learn everything. You know, when her husband asks her, you know, can you bring me the tefillin? She says, wait a minute, the Yitfon are not kosher. You know, she should know that too, right? Not to be Evelif Naiva. The answer is he should know it, right? But anyway, the Lefizah, according to this, Atam Yechoyla Lohoitzi Bebeka Sotara Seish. So Shmuel says that means he's learning his chayef. She can be Moitzi man. The wife can make, if for some reason, I'm not sure if I made Beka Sotara. Beka Sotara is the Raisa. So you get somebody else to be Moitzi, let's say. So you say, okay, you know, tell your wife, it'll be Moitzim Birkas Torah. V'chein kasa primer gadim behedja. V'agrab b'yur choylik al zetam. He argues. Right? And he writes, the Gaon argues, as women are potter from Talmud Torah, what do you mean they make Birkas Torah? What kind of Birkas Torah? The Gaon holds, dinachayev, means they could make a Birkas Torah. Nashim b'vorchas means a woman has a right. What's the chedish that she has a right? So the Gaon just says the Lashon.
Either Rambam, maybe.
Oh, very good. Excellent. So we have a machlokes rishonim. If a person is part of a mitzvah and he wants to do the mitzvah, so he gets schar, the Gemara says, ke'ein ha-mitzvah v'vayse. Whereas the example is, I'll just bring a chair, sorry. The example would be, let's say, lulav. Your wife takes a lulav. Does she make a bracha? Does she not make a bracha? Yeah, if you could just put that thing down, this way they'll know. Yeah, that's too much noise. So, what's the din? So, we're pretty Ashkenazic here today. See, anybody is Sfardi? No, nobody's a Sfardi here, right? So I would say she is, but his last name is Shlomowitz, so I don't think he's a Sfardi. But anyway, Kuponim, the Mechab, it's a Machoikas Rishayim. Taisa says a woman can make a bracha and a mitzvah, she's plentiful. Aya Shekit Shana Ben Taisa. Taisa has different reasons. One day Taka should go through that Taisa. But basically, the Benshem was mitzvah Klal Yisrael to take Lulav. So I'm doing it too, and I'm getting Schar. Rambam holds no, it's a bracha vatala. How could you say a shekid yishonu ben tzaisav? She's not mitzvah. How could she say a shekid? So Sfardish women do not make brachas on lulav and shofar like our women do. Our women, Ashkenazim, do make a bracha. So the Goyin says over here, what it means, a woman can make a bracha on Torah is that a woman has a right, could make it because even though she's not chayiv in Torah, but she can make a bracha on Torah. That's the Goyin learns, which needs it so, and that's what Rav Pesach is saying. He says, what do you mean? But the Mechaba says this, and the Mechaba holds women can make brachas. So Vayis Tais, the Goyen learned in the Mechaba that over here you can't say that a woman can't make a bracha, because the whole reason women can't say Shekhi Tsharm B'tzayis Tzivonu Al Natil Sulav Al Shmiya Shefer Al Shmiya Shkol Shefer Al Leisha B'suka, according to the Sfaradim, according to the Rambam, according to the Beis Yosef, is because it's not true. I'm not mitzuvah. Over here, a woman is mitzuvah. She has to learn. She's not mitzuvah mitzad the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That's the difference. I'm going to say, that's basically what the Beis Levi is going to also talk about. But I'm going to say the way Avin Ezer says, because it has a beautiful, he says it in Hilcha Sefer Torah and in Tshuvas and in Nagdama. He says it's because it has a, you know, it's also a drush, a beautiful thing. We know that with the Bein Shem gave every mitzvah, Rashi says, it's a Gemara and Saita, Lilmaid Lelamaid, four conditions in Torah, four breaches, more correctly. Made four covenants. We have to learn, we have to teach, right? We have to guard, what that means exactly, and we have to be Mekayim. In other words, if you have the mitzvah, if you have to take tefillin, you have to learn tefillin, you have to teach tefillin, you have to be Shema tefillin, you have to be Mekayim tefillin. Oh, that means Lishmar, Biskrov says Lishmar means basically to give over to the next generation. But it's also a form of teaching. Right? It means teaching on a different level. But upon him, three of the brises have to do with Limud HaTorah. Right? Zokta Avinezer, every mitzvah, even if you don't have shaychis to that mitzvah, Tumas Kahanim, we're not Kahanim, most of us, right? But you learn Tumas Kahanim, a melech, not how you machab melech. What a melech has to do? Melech can't marry this amount of wives, he can't have this amount of susim, he has to write another Sefer Torah. We also learn that. We also learn Masech Sanhedrin. Why? There's a mitzvah to learn. Now, a woman also has to learn. What does she have to learn? She has to learn Hilchas Chala, and Hilchas Shabbos, and Hilchas Adlokas Neiris, v'chulu. Why is she learning that? She's only learning because of one bris. Lasseis, she has to do it. Therefore, her learning is for the lasseis. When we learn, it's twofold. We might be learning Hilchas Brachas because we don't know how to make Brachas. We learn Hilchas Filat and Adam. But we also learn Hilchas Tumas Meis, which has nothing to do with us, with Kahanim, Tumas Kahanim, more correctly, right? Not because we want to catch your Meish on something, right? But we learn it because if it's on the gay us, it's a mitzvah to learn it. So we have the, when we learn, there's a little mite and there's the last size. But a woman only has a last size. So therefore, she doesn't have this mitzvah of limud HaTorah. Her learning, what the Magen Avraham says, she has to learn. Yeah, she has to learn for one reason. Not for the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, for the mitzvah of Lasa. How else? How is a woman going to keep Shabbos if she doesn't learn Hilchas Shabbos? Not Shach. Not every time you walk around and say, oh, don't do this, don't do that, right? She has to learn that. How's she going to know when to light Neres Shabbos? How many Neres Chanukah she's not going to have it? That's the learning. Oh, so Memela, the Goyin is saying could be that according to the Ramachaber, a woman is potter from Talmud Torah maybe, and potter from Birkas Torah, more correctly, but she still has to learn, and therefore she can make Tzivanu. She can't say Tzivanu on Tiyas Lulav. She can't say Tzivanu Lishmar Kol Shavuot. But she could say Tzivanu Lulmay Torah, because who said Lasek B'Div Torah? Well, why? Because the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah is applicable to her in order to do the mitzvah. I mean, it says, Omer Hidika Tzushtel. Omer Hidika, just love to say it because it's only Avinezer could think of it. There's a din, Kimle B'Rahman name. I'm a Avinezer's way of bringing Kol HaTorah Kula into something. This didn't Kimli Rabbin. What does Kimli Rabbin mean? If I do something that at the same time I'm Chayv Mammon, I'm Chayv Misa, the Misa Paz Mammon, right? That's what the Gemara says. But if a person goes and he lights a field on Shabbos, since he's Machal Shabbos, he's Potter from burning the field. So the Gemara says, let's say a guy shot an arrow. Right? So even though the arrow tears the clothes and then when it lands, it went down on Hamas, Gemara says that's called Akira Tzarech Hanacha. It's all one action.
Gemara Nail Naris.
Very good. You know the story with Reuven Benges. Reuven Benges was once, somebody came to say Shtikl Chatairah, so he was saying Shtikl Chatairah, and he kept, you know, Bacha. So Reuven called him out, and he said, just admit that you stole that Shtikl Chatairah, and I won't tell anybody. He says, he kept quoting Gemara Nail Naris. There's no such Gemara in Naris. He's right, that I was saying that. There is no such Gemara. It's an Ezu Neshech. The Rosh Tevis is Aleph Nun. You saw in a Sefer, and you didn't know there's a pair called Ezu Neshech. You knew Eil Naris, because that's what you learned in Yeshiva. You don't learn Ezu Neshech. So he kept saying Ezu. So Sam knows Eil Naris. He's right. But anyway, I go upon him. So the Gemara asks, how come if a person steals Chalev, and then he eats it, according to B'chunim B'kanah, that's coming up in even a chorus, why don't you say his picking up was for the purpose of eating? So the Gemara says to it, so it's not clear what the Torah says. What the Gemara says the words, because over there he doesn't have to pick it up. By Akira, you need Akira and Anacha. Akira is Tzarech Anacha. Over here, he didn't have to pick it up. He could bend down and eat it. The picking up is not part of the Maisa eating. So the Tosfos Yesharim says like this, therefore, if it would be impossible for a person to eat unless he picked up. Unless technically, if the food's on the floor, you can go bend down and eat it. If let's say it was impossible, a person was built in such a way that he can't bend down and eat. He has to pick it up. The picking up will be part of the act of eating. So it would be cool together. In other words, if you need that action, it's part of it. So of course, Avinash says, oh, you see, if you need that act, it's part of that act. A woman needs the learning in order to come to Dasiya. Therefore, it's part of it. So he says, Mahir de Gazach, he says, I can't remember which this part of it, where it is. He says, just stop, it's good to know. We, when we put on talis, what do? We do a tifas yishmeilim, right? But sometimes we do a tifas yishmeilim. So he says, because that's what Klal Yisrael used to go by Matan Torah. He says, it was Matan Torah, that's how we get dressed. So he says, anything that happened by Matan Torah, like if you ever notice, it's Man Krishma. It's according to time we, you know, you wake up. It's not exactly how, that's not when we wake up exactly. I mean, maybe some of you were early birds, but we wake up late in America, wake up later. Teretz is, because we have light. In those days, used to wake up early because they used to use the daylight. We don't do that. We have electricity, so people don't worry about that. Right, Haraya, I think some of Shul's here, what time? 9:30, still have a minute of a...
Yeah, okay.
I heard there's a nice crowd there, coach.
Beautiful crowd.
Beautiful crowd.
They're very serious.
They're very serious about it, okay. Right, there's such a reality. So I remember once Diane Fisher got up on Shabbos Shuv and he was complaining about Zichron Moshe, you can't daven after, you know, 12 o'clock, you know, after midday. But I kuponim him, so he says that everything, he says why? Everything is nikva according to Matan Torah. That's what he says. That's why you have to do mitzitza. Even though mitzitza nowadays is not dangerous, you know, you don't. But since it was done Matan Torah, it was dangerous, that's how you do it. So he keeps going with this. But upon that's the so now. So what Rabbi Frohl said is, yeah, women are if the mitzvah of Sefer Torah, Sefer Torah is in order to learn Torah, women are not really. That's not called limud Torah. It's not called limud Torah. It's in order to. We'll see that. We'll see about that.
So a woman learns Tumas Kohanim.
What?
So a woman sits down to learn Tumas Kohanim. She make a bracha because that's not lasso.
Yeah, and so but it doesn't. But she's not making a bracha on this specific thing she's learning. Uh-huh. It just has to be chal, but I'm learning. Now, so let's think of a second. What do we see by when we have a ksiva sefer Torah? What do we see that can women? Do we ever see women write to be mishtatef? Why not? Believe me, if they could, in our community, they'd make sure they do it. Right? They wouldn't stop. Right? The Hagba they take, but now you know, I've seen that. But or Galila at least so far. I mean, I hope that won't happen today. But why? Why don't they write? Why don't they write? Anybody know? Gemara. It's a Gemara. It's a fascinating Gemara if you think about it. Gemara says woman is possible. Ksharatem uchsavtem. Gemara in Gidin. Ksharatem uchsavtem. Mi sheyesh no bekshira, whoever's chayvin tefillin, yesh no beksiva, can write. Now, that's what's so pell about it? Right, the Torah made it not. She can't write mezuzahs. A woman's chayvin mezuzah. Right? Even though she is chayiv in mezuzah, a woman cannot write it. Shai Novak used to have many years ago in the old Shai Yoshiba, a little room, I don't know if you remember, we used to sell svarim, mezuzahs, so a woman bought a mezuzah for him, and then she called him up and she said to him, I bought a mezuzah for you, and I live alone, I'm not married, I feel you should be putting up the mezuzah for me. And why? Because a woman's puzzle.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
She says, part of the price I paid is you should come to the house. And she writes a Mar Mokum, a tshuva from Sheila Kutna. So he says, comes to, I say, wow, I look it up, she's right. Sheila Kutna says so. Boys condone the argument. He says, when the Torah meant that the woman's puzzle means that everything that's in the process of mezuzah, even to hang it up. My suppose can say even a guy can put up a mezuzah. It's an act itself. It's an act by itself. Right? You can have a guy, in Shulchan Aruch says a guy can toivel kalim for you. Because the mitzvah is not
the
action, the mitzvah is the result. The result of the, if you watch, as long as you watch him, as long as you know he did it. Right? If you go to the mikvah and you, with somebody, you know, mishareses, so she can put it in. The shalos with the bracha, that's already, we've spoken about. Well, so the Gemara says a woman can't write tefillin. For instance, let's say Megillas Esther. Can a woman write Megillas Esther? So this is a question a few hundred years ago, Gedolim dealt with. Why? Because one of the Gedolim's daughter wrote a Megillah. He writes a beautiful Megillah. Of David Oppenheim, I think he writes, his daughter, the Chavisya brings it, his daughter wrote a beautiful Megillah. And I said, why not? She's chayv in Mikra Megillah. So the other's time, yeah, but she's possible to write Sefer Torah Tefillin Mezuzah. So that was the question. Does the term Megala, anything that has to do with writing, give a Kedusha? Something Chazal made up later on? Maybe not. That was a whole big deal. But one thing for sure, Sefer Torah, for sure, not one thing, Sefer Torah Tefillin Mezuzah, a woman cannot write. What would you think Stam is like? An androgynous. Someone, right? Someone who you don't know if he's a Zoch and a Kev, he has both reproductive organs. He has to put on tefillin. Can he write tefillin?
Probably not. You go to chumrah, make him put him on the chumrah. Mm-hmm. The chumrah probably wouldn't let him write.
But he's chayv to put on tefillin. No,
no.
What?
It's
so therefore what?
It's both ways.
So you go. You mean write. You're not saying he is chayv to put on tefillin?
For himself to wear, maybe he could do meman of shach. Okay, very good.
You mean meman of shach without a bracha? Without a bracha, right. That's a good point. If he wrote it, he could put it on, because if he's a man, it's kosher. If he's a woman, he doesn't have to put it on. But for one thing for sure, he's not makes it without a bracha. That's true.
He can't write for somebody else.
But he can't write for someone else. So it's a shtickle shiloh. If Kivega brings a prima godim, pashas, like you're saying, that the suffix, the raisa chumra, doesn't make you chayv in tefillin. It makes you chayv in lechumra. It's a chiv to do something lechumra, but not in tefillin. Okay, but anyway, based on this, the shagas, let's take what it says. It says, V'cheinu lehenju b'soyf sefer mitzvah Rambam, demana mitzvah zu b'cha mitzvah ena negez noy hagimor, noy b'noshim. Right, the Rambam lists in sefer mitzvahs, which mitzvahs are applicable b'zman hazeh, he says, k'siva sefer Torah, and he says, v'ena negez b'noshim, it's not applicable to women. V'kfar amad al zeh b'tshuvas shagas ayah, minayin al lifter, it's mitzvah shleimah said, it's a mitzvah she'ena zman grama. He says, aye, the Rosh says, nowadays we don't write Sefer Torah. Somebody told me once, I asked him, what's the minhagim for Chas Sefer Torah? I asked him, big Moira Ra. By the way, Pshir, you know, Shlomo Gross from Bells, you know, he was the. He was Nifta.
Really?
Nifta, yeah. He was very. What?
Yeah, few.
You rough, the Vreer. I was
dying,
in a chassin of Dan Gross, big time, who was sick for the last.
Nine
years. I was at a chassin, I passed by, I met him once. Very.
My nephew's uncle.
Been a mensch, yeah. Very dohib in a mensch, really. Big time a chacham. So, it was a Thursday night. I had a chas and I saw, so it was that day. So, the Shagasai says, nowadays we don't write a Sefer Torah. How come we don't write a Sefer Torah nowadays? Oh, so I asked a certain Moira Ra, I said, what's the minig? He says, there are really no minhagim, Ksiva Sefer Torah. nobody was able to afford it all these years. It's only a recent phenomena. He says, we don't really have it down pat what the minhag used to be. They mentioned this, that, but it wasn't, nobody really took care of it because how many people were able to afford to have Sefer Torahs? It was a very rare thing. So they didn't really, you know, that's Azam Mitzvah, who does it? You know, a rich guy in Nechweis in Lemberg, I don't know, Kuka, you know, who, you know, Varsha maybe found, you know, maybe. Right, the publishers weren't that easy with letting go of the money, that's for sure. So Shagasai says, I feel that, so the Rosh says, Ika mitzvah ksiva sefer Torah kadei lilmoibo, like what we're all saying. The Ika is to learn it. So he says, so Mela, the mitzvah is to buy svarim nowadays. You have to buy svarim. No, that's what the Rosh says. The Rosh says, the Ika mitzvah nowadays to buy svarim, which is a...
What?
He seems to say that's like the Ika mitzvah now. It's a shtickle pala, we show him to give Tame a Krah. I mean, good, it says, Sima Befiyam. Oh, so he says like this. So the Shagasai says, Ain Lifter Nashim Meksiva. Even if you say that, Mishum the Ainu Machuyav Maliva, then I'm Machuyav Machuyav, this should be correct. Belimu. The Rei Kosser, we show him, then Nashim, like Abshmul understood Poshit, then Nashim of Archas Bechasatara. Hoyel Vachayovas Lil Maid Mitzvah Nagbaban. The E Mishum, if you'll say, like Sam was saying, I'm Sam. The Ika Harbor mitzvahs she'ainin noyig in behem. They have a lot of mitzvahs that they're not noyig. Imke nifta kol oilam mitzvah zu. Pata everybody. The Harbor mitzvahs she'ainin noyig in bekahanim. Adkan divrei Shagasaya. So he says, kol dvarv nifl men avanez also writes very sharp. He writes sharp lashenis against the Shagasayas. He says, Shagasaya didn't hear like kol shvili the shas. Everything was open to him. He says they're very sharp. He says, "Vaday nuchal loyma." Vaday, we can say. This is really a chazar of what we just said before. Mishum alche p'tir mitzvah ksiva. Mishum de'enu b'mitzvah limud. V'chein matzasi b'seif achinuch. In the last mitzvah Torah is ksiva sefer Torah. Shekasa v'noyeg b'chol mokum b'chol zman b'scharim shechein or shehein chayovim b'talmud Torah. U'kamar ken lichtav oisa v'loy ben akevus. Hareja hedra came mishum de'enu b'limud p'tir ksiva. I, the Shagasaya, says that we are not chayv in mitzvahs kahuna, we are not chayv in mitzvahs melech. Eina, he says, ein lo yadati shum dimin lezeh. Discharim afilu mitzvah she'ein noegba, haino she'ein mechuv l'kaima. You don't have to be a kaima, I have no mitzvah bikas kahana. Aval ha, let's see if they remember, what one mitzvah a woman has that most of us don't have? Mitzvah the woman...
A grusha.
A woman has a grusha can't marry a kohen. A kohen can't marry a grusha. But we don't have it. A woman can have it. Every woman can become a grusha. So there's one mitzvah a woman has that we don't have. But it's not true because a kohen has. No, I'm saying, but most men don't have
mikvah.
What?
Mikvah.
No, mikvah you have, Tyro. We also have mikvah. It means she has it for a certain, it's not a separate mitzvah. When you're tummy. You still have to learn about Tumas Kahanim. You still have to learn about Melech. Al kol mitzvahs. V'gam sefer Torahs Kahanim mechuyev lilmoid. The mitzvahs limud b'schayim v'kol haTorah kula. Mitzvahs ksiva sefer Torah ain't a toloi b'chiyev alimud. V'lo b'chiyev akiyev. Is toloi rak b'chiyev alimud. Learning, not being mekayim. The sefer Torah is not there to tell you how to be mekayim the Torah. It's there to tell you to learn the Torah. That's what they used to learn in those days. What? So what are you saying? That what?
Not saying that.
Yeah. You have to learn it, right? You have to learn no matter what, right? That's not. You can't say it's lahayev laniver because it is shaykh to someone, but in the same vein, okay? Avol nashim hare mitzvah she'enig ba einem chuyavas lilmam da klal. Like the Avinay says, they don't have any part of that mitzvah, okay? It's basically what he says over here. Then he goes into if they have to learn. That thing of Bikkur Satara. But later on, the Shagasai himself says that maybe the potter says because a woman is possible to write a Sefer Torah. And since she's possible to write a Sefer Torah, right, how could the Torah give her a mitzvah? The Torah's not going to give somebody a mitzvah if they can't do it. Right? I know you could say that someone, Rachmana Letzlan, who's missing an arm, Torah says you haven't filled in, but you're missing an arm. But you're not a person we pater. A woman can't be a woman. There's something called woman, right? There's a reality. There's a part of the population called woman. Turns machayev them if they can't do it. So that's what the Shagasai himself talks about. So the question is, what about to make a shliach? What about to make a shliach? So
shliach, something you do yourself. What? You can make shliach only for something that you yourself
do. How do you know that? It's true, but it's a little before that. Okay, that's good. Eved can't do shliach because he himself is ain't a b'toras gittin kedusha. That's the shliach. We're talking about the mishaleach. So Reb Sam is right. There's a Gemara that says kol heichadiyu lo matzi eved shluchuse lo matzi eved. Something that you can't do, you can't give over shliach. So minchas chinuch really goes with this Gemara. He said that's the real reason. I mean, others before him say it, but the Minchas Chinuch says this is the reason you can't do it. He says because you can't be, if you can't do that action, you can't make a shliach. The shliach can only be what you could do if you can't do it. But Lamayis, it's not so poshut. Not so poshut. Why? Because in shlichus you have this is what I'm going to be telling you. They're not going to ksiva sefer Torah. Maybe Rabbi Chanan does. Rabbi Chanan Rabbi Shimon basically say this, you say. Then shlichus is two things. What does it mean, shlich shalom kamaisa? What does that mean? That means like this. Let's take Mila. We'll assume that Mila, there is shlichus. Let's say we brought a rush, maybe not, but pashtus Mila shlich. What does that mean? I give the mail, what am I giving him? The right to do what? Not the right to mal my son, that's not the point. I'm giving him the shlichus, meaning that when he does it, it's ki'ilu I did it. That's a din of shlichus. That's a din of shlichus, right? Because lamaisa is, when a shlich does something for you, that thing was done. That's what's supposed to be done. You're supposed to do the act. We mentioned before, tovel and kalem. About tovel and kalem is the result. Mila, we say it's not the father's chiyuv. It's not just the result. About one could say, maybe the mitzvah of mila is just to have the kid gemal. That's true. But once we learn this week's parasha, Vayamal Avram, it says, that is a special mitzvah on the father of Malim. That means the father's got to do the mitzvah. So how does he do it? He doesn't have a mal, he makes a shliach. So the shliach did that action. That action was done. How is it yours? Shlucha shel adam kamaisa. Right? The emissary of a person, that's not a messenger. Right? I don't know what they call it in English. I mean,
an agent.
That's a good word. Right? The agent of the person, he's my agent now. He becomes me. He's an extension of me. He's doing it for me. That's one thing. But we know also, ish mekadesh bayu b'shluchay. A man can be mekadesh in isha. So you have a shlich. What does the shlich do? He comes over to the lady. What does he say? Arei at mekadeshes. Oh, that's shlichus. That's a very big chiddush. That's a big chiddush. Why? How can he do something which is not just an act? I can make a shliach to clean my house for Pesach, to do my bedika. It's kilo I did it because I made him a shliach. Why? Because that's the mitzvah. I can make a shliach to, let's say, to do bris mila. Over here, how did this person have the koyach to mekashe? You say, I made him a shliach. Yeah, I made him a shliach to do the action. But how? What gives him the right to make her mukadeshes to me? Teretz is Gemara's. It's a second pasuk. So Yochanan say that's a chiddush that I have the koyach to give you the power. I have the power to give you that efsharis to make this chalais, to make that. That's a different thing. That's a whole different type of shlichus. Says Rabbi Chanan Rabbi Shimon, the only time you say if you can't do it, your shliach can't do it, is only when you talk about something that if you don't make the person a shlichus, if you don't tell a guy, be my shlich, and he comes over to a woman, he says, I want to be makadosh you to Shimon. We're not going to Zachar Ladam Shlova Fana, if it is a schus, right? That's what Shem holds, it's not. Right? So, but if you go over, he says, who are you? You makadosh your guy's wife. You come over there, hey, I ram a gracious, for who, for that? You made the shlich? No, but I want to be makadosh you. I have to give you over that koyach. I can do. Masha Einkein, if a mail comes and he mouths, so vada, you're not yoytze the mitzvah, right? As far as the av, but you can't say the kid's not gemaled. The kid's gemaled. That's a good point. Why there could be no shlichus? But now we're going with that there is shlichus. Ein echanami. Even if a akum mouths a kid, right? The shita's in the gemara, it's kosher. So what happens if a akum does it? Like a famous kasher sham el ches. Why do you have a be Michal Shabbos for Bris Mila? Get an akum. If you hold an akum's kosher, let him do it. Teretz says, you're right. but then you're not yotze the mitzvah. The kid's gemaled, fine, it's kosher mila. But I might say you are makayim mitzvah because the akum can't be your shliach. So the pshat is in certain things the action was done. Just it has to be mesiaches to me, has to relate to me, has to be my pu'ula. That's the chiddush yochamak kamaisa. That I could do even if I can't do the action itself. Masha enkein something that I can't bring about that chalais, I can give over to koyach. If the pshat is the sefer Torah has to be written, so even though I can't write it, I'm not giving you the power. If somebody writes a Sefer Torah, right, and they come over to you and say, oh, I wrote a Sefer Torah, oh, sure, thank you. Here's the bill, $50,000. It's what kind of... He says, I did it for you. He says, shliach. If you pay him, you don't have to pay him, I'm saying, but if you make up with him, then he's your shliach. But you, so, I think Rabbi Chanan says it's on Ksiva Sefer Torah. On Ksiva Sefer Torah, the mitzvah is not that you should write, should be written. Right? By you. But by you, it was written by you, how? Because you made somebody do it. There you can have shlichas. So that's the question, why can't women do it? No, it's going to this woman do it. So I've had the pshat you have to say is because the actual mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is the Icarus, the learning of Torah. That's what Mashra and all the Yishayim. They got that, who do you have the right to say that? But it's Mashra that way, right? That's from the Rosh Zicha and other Yishayim say. And therefore, since a woman doesn't have be'etzem, the mitzvah of limud Torah, she doesn't have the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah. That's basically what it comes out from here. And the shaila is buying sefer Torah, writing sefer Torah, all these things. So that's already what he goes into. That's a little not for now. But he says at the end over here, he says, Yesh mokum lilmoy tzchus, mashenagul is nadev kama noshav. Sometimes people do it, it's right, the Goldberg family in memory of their grandparents. So six brothers give it. Are you yoitz that way? He says, the shtat of yachlichta say, kvar dibru achoyne b'zeim yoitz mishul shutvis. We know a lulav you can't be yoitz u shutvis. You know, you have to own it. So that's a hoksha, because the base of frame, he brings the base of frame. The shayla is lechem, kisvu lechem. Does it mean it have to be yours? Now you have to be yours. All right, it's a little too long to go into. We'll stop here.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.